Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
100 years ago, President Woodrow Wilson signed into law a bill creating the National Park Service. And so the great American mission to curate its own natural beauty and historical legacy for future generations began. The parks now number nearly 60, from well-known Acadia National Park in Maine and Yosemite in California, and less well-known parks like the Dry Tortugas National Park in Key West, Florida.
Not so long ago, the early pioneers had no idea what lay beyond the frontier. Imagine an entire continent of unmapped wilderness and a people who believed that the greatest natural wonders belonged to no one. They belonged to all.
That's Robert Redford narrating the documentary film National Parks Adventure. The film tries to put viewers inside each of 30 national parks in a virtual pilgrimage told through the stories of Conrad Anker, a mountaineer who takes a national parks road trip followed by the ambitious film's IMAX-equipped director, Greg McGillivray.
That was our first problem. How do you tell the story in 40 minutes in an IMAX film? So I tell two stories, one of Conrad and his son and a family friend as they go on a road trip from site to site, various places in the West, national park locations where they can climb. But then at the same time, we tell the story of the origins of the National Park Service and the story of John Muir and Teddy Roosevelt spending three nights together in Yosemite back in 1903, which were pivotal moments for the conservation movement. In fact, conservationists call it the three most important days in the history of conservation.
When did you first understand that a trip across the country, a trip to some of these locations, was a kind of a pilgrimage that really was a part of growing up?
I was introduced to the parks by my parents at a young age, and that's what we did. We would go into the backcountry of the Sierras with a couple mules and a horse and go backpacking every summer. So that was what our family did, and it was a natural progression to go from that. And then seeing as that we have all these wonderful parks and what they bring to people, that sense of relaxation, rejuvenation is... This seems like the sensible place to go for a holiday.
Based on your upbringing, what visuals should every American have of that natural beauty? I mean, I suspect living down the road from Yosemite, El Capitan is absolutely one of the things that every American should see. But what other visuals do you think are really a part of the American heritage?
Denali in Alaska, the highest point in North America, is one, the Grand Canyon, Everglades, the Great Smoky Mountains in Appalachia. All these places have something unique and something that is part of the American heritage.
But I think it's also interesting that the Park Service, they celebrate America's deficiencies, too, and some of its problems. Battlefields are represented. The camp for Japanese Americans during World War II is set aside as a national park site. And so it's just not the beautiful places. It's historical places, the places that mean something to us as a country. And as people have said, this is a real kind of representation of our democracy because these things belong to us. They don't belong to the king and queen. They don't belong to the aristocracy or the wealthy. They belong to each one of us.
How much do you typically pack when you head into the wilderness for a few days? How many pounds?
Well, it depends on... I'm a climber, which I love to go to. And,
right.
And so sometimes I'll go really lightweight and purposely take a minimal amount of gear and food just to have hardship and have suffering.
And you're paired up with Mr. IMAX over here, right? Who's basically bringing a container.
That's true.
Not easy. What is the challenge of getting an IMAX into Bryce Canyon?
Well, you need to have a film crew that is big and beefy and strong, and IMAX is the highest quality. And if you then take this gigantic camera to places like Niagara and elsewhere that have human impact, you can convey to the public that, wow, these places are amazing, they're worth protecting, and gee, is there a way to get it back to the way it was 50 years ago?
When I see people in the national parks, I could be a critic and say, well, they're not getting out of their cars, they're not taking a hike, they're going in there and they're buying an ice cream cone and then they're leaving and they're sort of ticking the box. But that's better than not getting there. So there's a good start on that. And the other part of it is that in creating this film, we're bringing attention to the parks. And will a family, after watching the movie, decide to take a holiday to a national park? We hope so, because when you go to a park, Greg and I firmly believe that it's a good, healthy thing to do for a family. You communicate with your children. You get to see nature. You don't have a television screen going. You don't have a computer game going. You get out there and you hike and you talk. I mean, you get blisters and you get thirsty and you challenge yourself. And those are good attributes to share with your family. And the national parks is the perfect setting for that.
Should there be Wi-Fi, free federal Wi-Fi and all?
You should answer that one.
I say no. Where I live in Montana, there's a place that I can go that I know I get cell reception and my smartphone will work, so I can work when I'm up there. But then there's other canyons where I go, okay, nothing's working up here. I'm off the grid, and that's a good thing. And when you're out with your kids, and you have to put them away.
You know, I feel the same way, and I think it's so critical for us to get back to the one-on-one experience and just having the quiet of the human experience with one another and with nature is just so key.
I'm particularly moved by this ritual of Black Friday that, you know, we're all told we have to go shop on Black Friday. The parks make this suggestion, go to the parks for free on Black Friday after Thanksgiving, and it's been wildly successful. Why do you think?
People have had enough. We all consume. We need to consume. That's human existence. We need to make sure that we have breakfast and dinner, and we need to be clothing and shelter. But anytime you're away from the human construct, where you have right angles, glass, concrete, plastic, all these things, and you're in the random chaos of nature, you come back rejuvenated and happy.
Any thoughts on Mount Rushmore? Was it a mistake?
It's what happened at the time. Would we do it in this day and age? Probably not. We wouldn't. We would make something like the monument or memorial, but we wouldn't carve up a mountain into a statue.
Greg and Conrad, thank you so much.
Why, thank you.
Well, thank you, too.
Greg McGillivray directed the film National Parks Adventure, featuring Conrad Anker, a mountaineer and National Parks ambassador. The film opens this Friday in IMAX theaters across the country. To find out where to see it in your neighborhood, go to thetakeaway.org.